Welcome to the Parallel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about five reasons why your customers don't buy your products. And who are we?
We are Klaus and Anna Christiansson. We're sitting here in our studio outside of Stockholm on an island.
Yes. And before we dive into the show, to this episode, we need to tell you something.
Yes. Some of you have been waiting for quite some time, and that's for our membership program that has been closed for a while, or at least for enrollment. It's open for all the current members, but we're opening up the enrollment again next week, and that's going to be December 2nd. So if you're not on the wait list, go to our website and sign up and pay attention to what we say next week, because that's when we open up and you get the chance to join.
And it's only going to be open for enrollment for a few days. Then we're gonna shut it again. And last time we had it open, we've received so many notes from many people. We're like, oh, I missed it. Can I still join? Or yeah, I wasn't aware that it was gonna be open for such a short period of time. Can I join? How can I be part of this? Well, you cannot. That's why it's only open for a few days, because then we're inside taking care of the members, making sure they make progress and making sure they're being taken care of.
So the platform is about helping apparel entrepreneurs grow and scale their businesses. So we have tools, we have cheat sheets, templates, we have a structure, step-by-step guide, take you through six different stages, depending on where you are. You can go through them all, or you can just jump in depending on if you're up and running or if you're about to start. And it would just help you focus on the right things, putting your strategy in place, and grow your business quicker and to avoid overwhelm. It's so, maybe you're sitting, you're listening to podcasts, you're checking YouTube, you're looking at blog posts. It can be so overwhelming with all the information. So we put all the information you need in one place, one go-to source.
And everything is done in a structured manner. So you know, step one, done. Step two, done. And also, we hear this so much. Oh, there's so much great free stuff out there. Why should I join? I mean, when the stuff is free, most of the time, you are the product. Don't want to sound a bit negative, but most of the time, it's free because it's good, but it could be even better. And if you really want to get access to that, you have to pay. And also for the people that do pay a little bit, it's skin in the game for them. So they definitely take advantage of what they're paying for.
And there's a community section inside the membership program, so you can connect with other entrepreneurs and ask them questions and support them. And also we are in there daily. Just right before we record this podcast, we received a question of one of our members, and she was looking for a manufacturer that suited her needs locally, and we directly just sent her a few options, so she's saved so much time. She could go direct to them and find these, in this case, sustainable manufacturers that could make her styles.
With low minimum quantities.
Yes.
And before we start with episode, we have a little shout out to the Peepsqueak company from Ireland. They gave us 5 stars and they wrote, amazing podcast, really easy to understand and follow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the review and for the 5 stars. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's dive into the episode.
Yes, 5 reasons why customers don't buy your products.
Yeah, and I mean, we wanted to talk about this because, as you know, we get daily DMs and emails from people from the community with questions on problems that they're having. And this, again, we see this a huge problem. I'm having had my business for 5-6 years. My sales are not what they used to be. What am I doing wrong? I introduced this new collection. 85% of it is not selling. What's wrong with it? So we see this all the time. So like, okay, let's put together a short list with 5 points just so we can give you some directions. And so you know that you can take this information, go back to your collections. Maybe you haven't even started a brand yet. This is great to make sure that you check off before you start your collection.
So the first reason we're going to go over here is that the customers, they don't know you. Maybe they don't like you or trust you. So the first thing you have to do is build up this trust. And if you haven't started yet, you should look into building your audience long before you even launch your products and make them available to buy.
Yeah, and also, let's say you already have a collection. Talk about your products and your collection way before it's finished. And also, of course, maybe they don't even know that you exist, period. Not even before they like you or can trust you, because they haven't seen anything that you do. They haven't seen any of your marketing. So we've talked about this in many episodes before, about the 7 touch points, how important it is that you spread your messaging in at least 7 different places, because that's how people find you. That's how they connect with you. And not everybody, especially not your target audience, maybe they're hanging out in a couple of places, but you need to attract new customers, of course, as well.
And just by having a great product, that's just not enough. And today, many people are selling in brands, they're selling online, and some are just D2C brands. And it's so easy to think, and we've seen in many cases, how brands spend a lot of money and a lot of time developing their website and launching, and then they celebrate it as a win once it is launched. But there are so many websites and web shops out there, so it's just not enough to launch a website. Of course, it needs to be great, e-commerce store, it needs to be functioning, working, and quick, and all that, but you can't forget the marketing part, letting people know that it exists, it's out there.
And of course, they might not know, let's say they find you, and maybe you're not clear with what is your brand about? What are your products about? Like in a fraction of a second, they need to get you super quickly. They need to understand, and maybe you're not telling them enough in a, very clear way.
And about finding your audience that we mentioned here is that you have, before you launch, you have to strategically look into how to build your audience and where to find them and to get their attention. This doesn't happen by accident or by chance. So you have to work on it, prepare it, and build up your strategy to do it.
Mm-hmm. And you may, back to the product. Let's say you've created your product and your concept. What exactly are you selling? And why is it so great? And why should the customer want it? You can say this in a sentence, in a couple of words.
Yeah, but you need to communicate it. It might be so clear to you in your head. You've been thinking about this brand maybe for years, but you have to be able to communicate it to the customer so they understand why it's great.
Yeah, and the second point is that your brand message does not resonate. Everybody, every single person has their own values. Any customer connects with your values. They have their values and they connect on your values. So what are your values? What's the reason you exist? Why are you doing this? And of course, you're not just selling products, you're selling a whole concept. And you should be selling to a specific target customer. And if you're selling to a specific target customer, you know what they want and what their belief systems are. So it'll be easier for you to talk in the same language.
First of all, it's important that you only bring out your values and your brand's values. You shouldn't think the other way around. Okay, what would attract most people? Because you're not trying to sell to everyone. As Anna said, you're only trying to sell to your target customers. So what's important? What's important to you and your brand, and that will attract the right customers the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't have a very clear brand message. There's close to 8 billion people. And if you don't know what you're about and what your message is, what are you trying to do with your product and brand, then it will be very hard for your customers to come back to you and connect to you. And so that's why this is extremely important. First for you, because it's going to dictate your products, your choices you're making, your materials. It's going to dictate stuff and decisions you make into the tiniest, tiniest detail. But of course, this has a bigger effect in the end with your consumer and with how you attract them.
And to give you one example of how customers maybe want to connect to your values, is let's say your brand is about fast fashion, okay? Then you don't expect that it will resonate with a sustainable, aware customer. That's totally different things, and that's fine, but you just can't expect that. You are putting out your values, and you're attracting those customers, not bad ones.
Regarding the tone of voice, if you have already existing customers and you are in contact with them and you get feedback from them, you know exactly what wording they're using. And this is super important for you because in your marketing, you can flip those words back to them. You can use their exact wording to describe your product and your concept and what you are doing. Because when you reverse, when you say you use their exact wording, they're going to resonate with it. So this is a super clever trick you can use in your marketing.
And this all ties into emotions. So people buy for two major reasons. One is because they just love your product and it solves some kind of problem for them. And the other reason is because of emotions. It's the stories you're telling, the message you're telling, that's what connects with the customer's emotions. And that's really important in your marketing message.
And so don't try to be bland. Just, you know, make a statement. Try to evoke some sort of a feeling, some sort of an emotion with your product and with your messaging towards your customers so you can get their attention.
And the third major reason why the customers won't buy your product is because you're talking to the wrong people.
Maybe the people you're trying to talk to are not your target customer. They're not your right customer. Let's say you have a high-end brand and all of a sudden you're talking, like Klaus mentioned earlier, to the fast fashion person. They don't have the same values. They don't have the same vision for what they want and for the products they want to wear. So you have to make sure you communicate with your niche, with your target customer. And if you haven't done a target customer persona, you have to do it ASAP. Because this, again, is going to dictate everything you say and do in your marketing.
And if you're one of our members, you can download the customer profile template in the download section, which will help you determine your target customer. And this is, of course, something you need to do really early on because everything else in your business will depend on this.
And even if you have a brand already, the customers evolve all the time. Let's say you've been in business for 20 years. Maybe you don't have, not maybe, but obviously, I'm sure you don't have the same customers as you used to have. You're getting new customers on board all the time. And of course, younger customers. So your brand evolves with your customers and you need to constantly monitor who your customers are, who you think your customer is, and try to align them.
So what you hear here is that a lot ties back to marketing. And we can see how interested our community is about marketing. We have this free ebook on our website. It's called Marketing Tactics for Apparel Brands. We're getting so many questions about marketing, so we're also now putting out a digital product. It's called 2020 Digital Marketing Planning Tool.
Yes, and it will consist each month. Of course, in 2020, we'll have all the most important dates, holidays, special occasion days marked with hashtags. And this will be a tool for you so you know how to market every day, every week, things to talk about to attract your customer and to, of course, increase your sales.
You can find it in the shop section on our website.
It's not available yet. It will be available in December.
But you can pre-order.
Yes. And the point number four has to do with your product. Your marketing is not aligned with your product. So what is the product doing? What is it about? What platforms are you on? What platforms are you marketing your product on? Are the pictures and the content you are creating for your products, are they right or not? Are you saying and marketing your product in the way it should be? Are these two aligned? If not, go check again.
And if you're a designer, you know that you have this story behind your products that you're incorporating in the design and the collection structure. If you're working with an external designer, they have probably done the same. And all this story needs to be aligned with your brand message, with your branding and your marketing. It all needs to be cohesive.
And maybe there's no desire for your product. Maybe your product is not that sexy. Maybe it's just very, I don't know, just blah. So you have to be honest and you have to take a step back and put your ego aside here and just look at your products objectively.
And listen to the customer, listen to their feedback. We have talked about this earlier, but it's so easy to think about a product and how amazing it is and what you're going to do with it. And when you launch, it doesn't really resonate with your target audience. And we have the same experience with our first brand. We have talked about how we launched this entire collection. And at the end, it was just a few styles that really resonated with the audience. So we had to step back and just take them away from the collection. But because at the end, even though we thought these were amazing styles, we couldn't maybe compete with other brands in just that section. So we continue with what we were good at.
Mm-hmm. And maybe there's no need for your product at all. Maybe the market is saturated with that type of product. Or you haven't made it clear for your audience why this product is so special. What problem does it solve? Maybe, you know, you can do it better than what's on the market, but then you have to talk about it.
And your product should be better than other products that are all out there. You need to do something better, something more unique, something in a different way that appeals to the customers.
Your customers might not see the value of your product. And of course, the value comes in the quality and the price you pick and the functions and the materials and the details and the manufacturing and the packaging. How is your entire product packaged and what value does it bring to your customer?
And then when it comes to the product, maybe they don't understand why they should buy your product instead of the competitors. Here's a tip. Never compete only on price.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
So is your product, I mean, think about it. Is your product unique enough? Have you made sure your brand stands out?
And this can be done in several ways. Of course, it can be done only on the product, but maybe you can add a service to that. Maybe you can add some sort of a finish. Maybe you can add a small, small, tiny, tiny detail. Maybe you can make it a crazy color that doesn't exist. There's always small components or big that you can add or take away that make your product unique.
So looking at the product, maybe it doesn't solve a problem for your customers. Maybe it's just another pretty dress or yet another yoga pant or yet another print t-shirt. You have to think about what is your customer's pain point. And just saying that, well, people need clothes, yes, you can say that, but then you're just competing with every other single brand out there and you will not stand out.
And the fifth point is the most important. It's selling. Maybe they don't know what to buy. Maybe it's that simple. You put your website up, it's great, it looks pretty, it's got all the great pictures, all the text, but maybe you've got too many products. Maybe there's too many similar products. Maybe you don't have a structure in your collection, so they don't know what they should buy. Should they buy product A or product B? They don't get the difference. They don't understand why maybe your products have the same price, but one is long sleeve, one is short sleeve. What's the difference in the materials? What do these do? Why are they so similar?
And this is a very common problem that we see and that we help a lot of our members in our community with. That's just setting this collection structure that is so important, where you have to consider just how they compete with each other, the materials you use, the price points you have. It's all an important part of your brand strategy.
Yes. And it all comes down to information and how you communicate about this. Preferably have more information than too little. Tell them what the material is. Tell them the difference in the material. Maybe how what the details are doing. Maybe there's a difference in the colors, but you need to communicate. And there should always be a difference in price.
Yes. And when it comes to selling, if you're selling online, maybe they don't feel secure. They have to feel certain that the payments that make are safe and secure on your website. So there are some basic things you have to think about when you choose your payment provider and also how you set up your e-commerce store. And today, a lot of customers, they are aware of these things. So they're looking for these parameters when they decide to buy or not.
And when it comes to feeling secure, they need to know that the quality meets their expectations and that, you know, that you maybe you have reviews on your website so they can see that your products are great. You just have to make them feel safe with their purchase and with them coming to your website and with you taking care of them.
And when it comes to selling, it might be that you don't know your own product well enough or the person selling your products. Like if they haven't used it enough or they don't know how to pitch it and then don't know how to sell it, well, then it would be hard for the customer to make a decision why they should buy it. So you have to look into who is selling your product and do they know enough about your product to sell it and for the customer to make a good decision.
They should not only know enough, they should know everything about the product because they need to pitch it. They need to convince the buyer to buy your stuff. And one important point is as well, many of you do not design your own products. You work with a designer and they design your products. And when you work with a designer, most of the time the designer makes decisions based on their experience and about what they want the product to look like and details they want it to have. So if you don't communicate clearly with the designer and you don't know about all these decisions and why they have made these decisions, it will be very hard for you to talk about them. So that's why it's a good idea first to own the design, to own your own design. Second, stay on top of the design and be in constant communication with your designer and ask, why did you do that? Why did you choose that fabric? What's the difference in between this and that? Why should this thing have a high collar and not a low collar? Why do you want the cuff to be this size? Why did you choose those buttons? All these small details make a huge difference for your marketing.
And here you need to guide them properly about these features and functions and why they should buy and what they should buy. And I've been working with sales for several years and I can say, there are 100 reasons why a customer shouldn't buy your product. So you really need to grab their attention. And if you listen to our episode 26 on the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast, we talked about Generation Z, and they have a very short attention span. I think we talked about 8 seconds. So imagine your customers only have 8 seconds to
decide.
I mean, you really have to capture their attention.
And this is also extra important for your website. You have to quickly structure your website in a way so your customer can quickly decide on which products they like or they don't like. So make it easy for them to make a decision.
And again, here when it comes to selling online, in the membership program, we have this list with over 30 different points of how you can improve your site and increase your conversion rate.
And sales!
Yes.
It's sales!
And we have the sales guide that we just launched last week about different sales channels options.
One more thing. Let's talk about urgency. This is also one huge point because, again, there's so many websites, there's so many things. People don't necessarily, they don't wake up in the morning and say, I need this thing. No, you have to kind of lure them in, or, you know, you're kind of sucking them in into your business and you're hooking them in with your story and your values, and you're showing them, you're talking about your amazing products, and then you create a desire. But then for them to make a purchase, it's really good if you have some sort of an urgency. And how do you do that, Klaus, on the website?
One simple way is to make limited time offers. For example, So it's now or never, basically, that you can get this great super deal.
And you can put it in your email, you can DM it to people, you can put it on your website, you can put, I mean, there's all sorts of things that you can, how you can play with this. And there's no actual rule on how to do it, you just have to test it out and see what works. And then just create more of that.
So to summarize, we have today talked about five reasons why your customers don't buy your products. And the first point we discussed was that they don't know you. The customers maybe don't like you or trust you. The second point was your brand message doesn't resonate with them. And the third point was that maybe you're talking to the wrong people and not to your customer. The fourth point why they're not buying your products is your product. And the fifth point is that it's all about selling. Maybe you're not selling in the right way.
And that was it for today. I hope we gave you some pointers on how you can improve your marketing, your story, and what you can do to reverse this thing from the people don't buy from you. We want them to buy from you. We want them to buy loads of things from you so you can grow your brand, you can make more profit, and just to, you know, increase your sales and make your customers happy and make sure that they come back to you. And remember that on December 2nd, next week, we are opening up the doors again for the enrollment on our membership program to help you build and scale a profitable, successful, and meaningful brand.
More effectively and efficiently.
Yes. So go to the website and make sure you sign for the newsletter so you can receive the email with all the info.
Yes, absolutely.
That was it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening in and for taking your time to hang out with us today. And take care. Speak to you next week.
Bye.